This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations says at least 44 people were killed and more than 130 wounded in an airstrike late Tuesday that hit a migrant detention camp outside Tripoli, the Libyan capital. VOA's Heather Murdoch visited the scene. Here's what she found.
The main detention center where people were living was bombed out, as well as a garage. And you can see in the main hall the remnants of blood, some bodies, clothes, food. People were eating and fled.
She says most of the migrants were picked up by the Libyan Coast Guard after a failed attempt to reach the EU.
They're all travelers trying to go to Europe to claim refugee status. Most of them are arrested as they are rescued from the sea. As we know, the boats that refugees take across the Mediterranean Sea into Europe are often deadly and often go down. And so a lot of people have told me that their ship was going down. The Libyan Coast Guard rescued them and then brought them to this detention center where they cannot leave.
The African Union is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire and demanding that civilians, especially detained migrants, be protected. It also wants the airstrike investigated. An alliance of protest leaders in Sudan has agreed to direct talks with ruling military generals to decide who should head a new governing body that will pave the way for new elections. Ethiopia and the African Union have mediated between the two sides since a June 3rd military crackdown that killed dozens of protesters and wounded hundreds of others. Those protesters have been demanding that the military relinquish power since April, when the military ousted President Omar al-Bashir after 30 years of rule and months of unrest. The negotiations are expected to take place within 72 hours. You're listening to VOA News. An appeals court on Wednesday upheld a freeze on Pentagon money to build a border wall with Mexico, casting doubt on President Donald Trump's ability to make good on a signature campaign promise before the 2020 election. A three-judge panel in San Francisco agreed with a lower court ruling that prevented the government from taking money meant for fighting the illegal drug trade to build high-priority sections of wall in Arizona and New Mexico. The case may still be considered, but the administration cannot build during the legal challenge. Former New York City Police Detective Louis Alvarez was remembered Tuesday for fighting for the health care of first responders to the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City. Alvarez testified before Congress just a few weeks ago. He died of cancer last week. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
At a Catholic church in Queens, former New York City Police Detective Louis Alvarez was remembered for fighting right up to his final days to protect the health care for the first responders who toiled for months on the pile of rubble that was once the Twin Towers. Father John Harrington says Alvarez's sister told him about some of his last words.
He said, "I'm tired and I'm walking." And she said, "Where are you, Louis?" He said, "I'm on the pile."
His oldest son, David, told the church,
"I love you, Dad. I promise to keep walking on the brave side of the line. I promise to be the man you inspired me to be."
Alvarez died last Saturday after a three-year fight against colorectal cancer. He was 53. I'm Tim McGuire.
The stage is set here in Washington, D.C. for the July 4th celebration on the National Mall. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Well, I think what everybody's expecting.
Two Bradley fighting vehicles are now near the Lincoln Memorial, where the president will give a speech tomorrow. Some Abrams tanks are also here in Washington, and the Pentagon's scrambling to line up flyovers by a B-2 stealth bomber and other aircraft. This morning, the president says it'll be the show of a lifetime, but critics say he's politicizing the nation's birthday party and using troops as props. He says military leaders are thrilled to participate. If so, they're hiding it well. The Pentagon's referring questions here to the White House and won't even say if Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford will attend. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump says it's fake news that he's given up the plan to include a citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census. Mr. Trump's words contradict those uttered by his own Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, who said yesterday that census forms would be printed without the question at issue. I'm Marissa Melton. You've been listening to VOA News.
VOA 1.